So Marge, why are you running for school board?
I'm running for school board because I think my schools are in crisis. We have a financial crisis. I think we have a philosophical crisis. I think we have to really rethink some of the things that we're doing in our school district. And I decided that because of my experience in teaching all these years that I had something to offer.
So what in your background prepares you for this seat?
Everything in my background, my professional background, and my personal background prepares me. For over 27 years, I've taught in Madison schools. I taught first grade, I've taught 3-4, I've taught 4-5, I've taught 5, and for the last 20 years of my career, I taught 10 years at Lincoln Elementary School and 10 years at Cherokee. So I certainly have the background experience for knowing what goes on in the classroom, what goes on with children, what goes on with parents, what's happening in the administration. So all of that certainly is one perspective that I come to this race with. The second perspective happens to be my own personal life, where I've had two children who have gone through Madison schools and on to very good colleges and have been successful and decent, humane adults. And I think that combination are the experiences that I'm bringing to the school board.
Okay. So why should the voters elect you, Mark?
Because 1 hour after that board swears me in, we are going to have to make Solomon-like decisions about what is going on in our district. We are literally going to have to cut our babies in half. And somebody has to hit the ground running on this school board that knows what's going on in the administration, that knows what's going on in the classroom, that knows what the children's needs are, that knows that that conduit of knowledge that flows from the teacher to the student is inviolate, that we cannot touch it. It's not the kind of job today that we can say we can learn on. We have to make these decisions instantly with a $10.5 million cut in our district. That's the most crucial thing that I can offer the district, is my inside knowledge of what's going on. And that's what I think we have to do.
So what advice would you have for others considering a run for elected office, Marge?
Well, first, any elective office or school board
school
office,
board,
certainly school board office, is I would start going to school board meetings. I would listen. I would look at the handouts. I would see what's being discussed. I would visit with teachers. I would visit with students, in fact, who have a lot of insight, especially high school students, on what's going on in their lives, and even middle schoolers to some degree. So I think that that's extremely important to do. I think it's important to talk to administrators. It's important to find out every single thing you could find out about what's going on in the classroom, what our programs are, what the curriculum is, discuss these issues with the citizens out there that are going to be supporting you, get a team together and discuss what you want to do on the school board, what your goals are, why you're running, and then sit down and have a long talk with yourself, because it's not going to be an easy job, and it will be an incredibly consuming, all-consuming kind of job. And if you got the time, and I do because I'm retired, then take it on and do it, because it seems to be the next stage in development of what you can offer your city and what you can offer the schools.
So Marge, what career advice would you have for young people?
The first piece of advice would be, choose a career that you're going to love and adore and grow with. Because you're going to spend more waking hours at this career than in any other thing in your life. And if you don't love what you're doing, if it's not meaningful to you, if it's not meaningful to someone else, it's going to be a very long, dull career. And don't give 90%, don't give 100%, give 150%, 200% to this career. And I would hope that some people out there would turn to a career that gives something back to what they got. And that takes me into teaching and education. I think it's the greatest career anybody can have. I think it's the most important career. The passing on of knowledge from one generation to the next generation is the key, is the core to living on Earth and surviving as decent human beings. So I would hope some of you out there, if you choose a career, choose education. It's something that I have loved and adored for so many years. I assure you will too.